Today's forecast for the Midwest continues to be about the same as that of yesterday. We're going to continue to deal with some showers and thunderstorms that will occur periodically as we move forward through the weekend and into next week. The frequency of the precipitation will still be high enough in quite a few areas that some expansion of flood potentials will occur across some areas in Iowa and some immediate neighboring states like Minnesota and Wisconsin, maybe even eastern Nebraska, possibly. The flooding that's underway this morning is significant where it's certainly is occurring, and it's easy to make the situation to be more serious than it is. Certainly in southern Minnesota, that is probably the largest area that has a lot of water in fields. Many other areas are experiencing the flooding, mostly in rivers and streams and the immediate neighboring valleys, and I think a lot of that is getting blown out of proportion a little bit. But with that said, I certainly do know that there are some significant areas of flood that are underway in key crop areas, but it's a relatively small portion of the overall Western Corn Belt, and a continued cautious approach to this situation is warranted until we get a better handle on just how much acreage is in trouble at the moment. The forecast is going to allow for some of that troubled acreage to increase just a little bit here over this weekend, but as we get into the middle to latter part of next week, I think there's a much better chance we'll see less frequent and less significant rainfall, and temperatures will be warmer, and that will likely translate into a better environment for crops to develop in, and for those areas that have the excess moisture, we'll get a chance to start drying down somewhat. So the pattern is not something that's going to lock in like a 1993 situation where flooding becomes widespread and progressively worse as we move through the summer. That is not likely to occur. In the meantime, I think most everybody else in the Midwest is in a very good position, seeing a good mix of rain and sunshine and good soil moisture along with it, and also temperatures that are seasonable to slightly warmer than normal. And all of this is going to continue to promote aggressive crop development across a big part of the region. In the next 7 days is going to offer no real good reason for a serious change in the scenario. We do expect a ridge of high pressure to build up as we move forward into the early days of July, but the ridge is going to be progressive. It's not going to just develop over the Midwest and set there. Most likely, it's going to find home over the Rocky Mountain region or over the High Plains region most often in early July. And that will create somewhat of a northwest flow aloft across the Midwest, and that will promote additional showers and thunderstorms and periods of both warm and cool weather. Then when the ridge is over the heart of the Midwest, however, we can expect to see a more steady rate of drying across the region, and crop development will likely respond to those environments relatively well, with some aggressive growth and development expected. The topsoil will firm up during those drier and warmer days. Our specific temperature forecast for the Midwest is for temperatures to be mostly in the 80s on a frequent basis over the next full week. We'll see some 70s every once in a while across the north, and we'll also see a few lower 90s in the far south. Low temperatures at night are going to run mostly in the 50s and 60s across the northernmost parts of the region, while everybody else will be 60s and lower 70s.